Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From Gray, I agree with your earlier emails. If they don't sign Terry, this is a horrible look for a franchise that has established a lot of new goodwill. That's a follow-up to what we got earlier and what I read earlier. Gary 01. Kevin, if they let Terry leave, this will be the worst look for the franchise under Josh Harris. From Rob Sheehan, if they don't extend Terry and watch all of the fan goodwill evaporate in seconds. Again, let me emphasize, Terry can't leave. He's under contract. Of course, he could hold out or they could decide to trade him. I think, honestly, big picture here on June 6th, deep breath. We got a long way to go. They don't go to camp for 7 weeks. Terry's last contract extension wasn't signed until June 28th. Terry missed the mandatory minicamp back in June of 2022. Terry is actually in a better position to miss the offseason work than he was back then, as Ben pointed out to us yesterday, because they had a new quarterback back then. It was Carson Wentz. Remember that season? He's played with Jaden. I'm not saying that the, you know, all of the work doesn't help. But look, I know the time of year. We've, you know, kind of done this together now for a long period of time, and there are no games to talk about. There's no draft to talk about. There's no free agency to talk about. And so right now, this is along with the OTA absences. By the way, to me, Lattimore specifically, because that one just is irritating, him not showing up for any OTA days. Now, maybe he will. There are more. But at this point, you know, it appears as if he won't show up for any of them. I think that's a bigger issue than this Terry issue. They traded a bunch of picks for Lattimore. They need Lattimore to be good. And he, you know, he has painted the picture for everybody. Not that it has to be true or accurate, but that he is lacking in some self-awareness. You know, 87 of 90 players on the roster have attended these 4 OTA days. And he's one of 3 that haven't. And by the way, Tunsil shouldn't get a free pass. He's new to this organization as well. I think most of you, I would hope most of you, if you're new to a company and there's a voluntary activity in which 87 out of the 90 employees are going to show up, most of whom have been with the company for a while, don't you think it'd be a good idea to show up at least once? Rearrange your schedule, you know, get on a plane. Show up. I'm not saying that he's not in shape. He's not working hard. He's not communicating. We heard Joe Witt talk about that. That's a bigger issue to me. And I know it's just an OTA thing, but in terms of like concern level, I'm more concerned that Marshawn Lattimore's performance is not going to live up to the trade compensation in November of 2024 than I am that Terry isn't going to sign a contract extension, be in uniform, and play at a really high level. It's not even close. Now, if we get to training camp beginning and Terry isn't there, which may be a possibility, I still think a deal will get done, and it'll get done in time for training camp. Would I be, you know, more concerned? More concerned, but still not hysterical. We see this happen in the league all the time. You know, and I mentioned yesterday that older players, veteran players, you know, on their third deal, fourth deal, these tend to be the times in which things like this happen. I know the Ayuk thing got extended last year in San Francisco, and that was his first, you know, big deal. And he's a much younger player. And Chase and Higgins, you know, it's true. But the reason often it happens, you know, for a longer period of time and you get more reports of frustration with older players like Hendrickson and now with Terry off the reports from yesterday is that it's not the easiest of deals to do because he is going to go into his age 30 season. He's an excellent player, but he's not Chase. He's not Jefferson. And, you know, so it's not like a no-brainer to give him top three money, which I'm guessing he's asking for, certainly in that $30 million-plus range, probably the 32, 33, hoping it lands at 30. And the team is saying, you're really good. But Ayuk got 28 last year, and he's younger. You know, or Tariq Hill's 31, and he's just barely, he's not making, you know, 33, 34. So it's not the easiest, you know, fit, but I don't think it's square peg round hole either. I think they'll work it out. Like, I certainly think that this is going to get worked out. And I would bet money it happens before training camp begins. You know, so that Terry enters year two and he enters without missing a day of training camp. He may miss mini camp, but that's, I'm not concerned about that. It's Terry. He's built up the equity. He knows the offense. He's worked with his quarterback for a year. Here's where, you know, the two sides, like if you were to say, well, who's got the leverage in this? Well, Terry does. Terry understands what the team is trying to accomplish this year in 2025. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. They are trying to win an NFC title. They're trying to first win 13, 14 games and win the NFC East, have a very high seed, if not the number one overall seed, and get to a Super Bowl. And Terry is a top 3 to 5 reason that they'll do it. And if you take away one of those top 3 to 5 reasons, well, you diminish your chances. You know, this is not a team that went 7-10 and had a quarterback that kept growing and, you know, we feel good about the quarterback, but we're still not sure. And so year two is going to be about the quarterback again. And by the way, that would still give Terry leverage, right? Because you'd want him, the quarterback, to have his best receiver. No, we're talking about a team that went 12-5, won 2 road playoff games, 60 minutes from a Super Bowl, that traded picks, 8 of them, for 3 different players.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marshawn Lattimore, Deebo Samuel, and Laremy Tunsil to try to win today. Now, the good news is all of those moves also came with some long-term, no long-term give. Tunsil's going to be a part of this thing for several years, and Lattimore hopefully will be. Deebo may only be here for a year. If he plays really well, I'm sure he'll want to hit the open market. He's got some leverage here, and I'm sure he's trying to exert it, and I'm sure the team will eventually get to a number that makes sense. You know, I think the good news, too, look, this could be, from the team standpoint, an advantage, and that is they're not working with someone who is unreasonable. They're not working with diva wide receiver guy. This guy is all about team. Terry, for those of you who don't know, makes $23.2 million a year. He'll turn 30 on September 15th, so right at the beginning of the season. The 23.2, which was off the extension in 2022, ranks 14th, I think it is, among wide receivers. So he's clearly underpaid. But to get into the top three in the league, that's a $34 million a year number. I would bet he's asking for it, and I would bet the team thinks he's probably closer to like DJ Moore at $28 million. T. Higgins, the $28.75 million. Brandon Ayuk's, Ayuk's at $30 million. I bet they'll settle on something that pays Terry like $30 million a year and makes him a top six, seven paid player in the game, which, of course, today's overpayment, and I'm not suggesting that would be an overpayment, is tomorrow's bargain. It always works out that way in the NFL. And so they've got the space. I would imagine years are a part of this conversation as well because of his age, and because, you know, they don't want to be paying Terry, let's just say in 28 and 29, 28 in particular, when they've got to get Jaden signed, or 27 in particular, you know, let's say year three, year four, 27, 28, when Jaden is going to be a big number. You know, there's some of that thinking as well. So they're going to have to figure out how to front load it more likely than back load it. But that's where you get into the end of the year's discussion. So I think it happens. My level of concern about Terry McLaurin being a part of this team under a contract extension is on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 or 0 to 5, 0 being not concerned at all, to 5 being super concerned. I'm at a 1. I'm at a 0.5, actually. That's where I am. I think it'll get done. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your level of concern and anything else you'd like to add to the Terry McLaurin conversation. 0, you're not concerned at all. 5, you're very concerned. And you can weigh in, like other emailers and people on Twitter have, with your feelings about the organization. There seem to be some angry feelings towards the organization that they've made Terry frustrated. That happens in business. Happens in contract conversation. Look, do I think there's a chance Terry could just play out his final year on his deal and become a free agent in 2026? I don't think that chance is very high at all. But I certainly think he's going to play for Washington in 2025. He doesn't have a choice. I mean, he's not going to sit out. You know, I don't think he's going to sit out. All right, phone line's open for that. 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, team980.com, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. Download us. You can listen to us wherever you go, whenever you want. And we are also on the Team 980 YouTube page. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button for us. Thanks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.